14 in the Selma movement. In 1965, a lot of the goals of the civil rights movement had been met. They were breaking down segregation in the schools. They had pushed through the Civil Rights Bill in Congress, which actually took the 14th Amendment, pushed it into the private sector. The goal with the Selma movement was to secure voting rights. In order to secure voting rights, you had to change the rules that prevented black people from registering to vote and consequently kept them from voting. So it was a huge problem, and voting was at the core of everything. So in the Selma movement, what would happen is the marchers would meet for mass movements in the churches in Brown Chapel and in First Baptist, and they would march in protest to the courthouse where they would assemble in an effort to get registered to vote. Sheriff Clark, representing the state and the city of Selma, would break up these lawful, peaceful protests. He would arrest the marchers. They would physically assault the marchers. They would load them up into buses and truck them out to prison farms. So what's happening all along the way is life, liberty, and property that is supposed to be protected with due process, because you are a person under the 14th Amendment, was denied. So the 14th Amendment is being denied over and over and over again here. Now, if you look at Bloody Sunday, which takes place on March 7th, 1965, when John Lewis and Jose Williams lead 500 marchers from Brown Chapel down Sylvan Way, right on Alabama, and then left on Broad Street and up and over the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where they meet the Alabama State Troopers and the Selma Sheriff's Patrol, where they meet these groups. And they nonviolently stand and confront them. They are attacked by the troopers. Tear gas is shot. They're beat with bullwhips. In all of this, in a nonviolent assembly, a peaceable assembly. That all absolutely violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and, for sure, violates any kind of due process that these people had for pursuing legal activities. So the entire Selma campaign is an example of the state of Alabama in the guise of the Alabama State Police, in the guise of George Wallace, and in the guise of Sheriff Clark and the Selma Sheriff's Patrol. It is an example of an abuse of power and a violation also of 14 Amendment rights. Again, the 14th Amendment is the bulwark for the defense of the civil rights marchers. Now, what happens is 3 weeks later then, the marchers file an injunction in the federal district court to be protected on the march all the way down to Montgomery. The federal court concurred with the marchers, and the U.S. federal government federalized the Alabama National Guard, and the Alabama National Guard then protected, or equally protected, according to the 14th Amendment, the marchers on their 54-mile march from Selma to Montgomery.